Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Sudan takes the spotlight today on International Women's Day. Some estimates say women made up two-thirds of the protest movement that ousted President Bashir last spring. In August, Sudan's transitional government appointed the first female chief justice in the Arab world. A gospel worker we'll call Ida serves in a significant leadership position within Sudan. To the little girls growing up in this new Sudan, Ida says,
to learn from the women who have inspired many others, they can stand for their rights, they can live without fears, without discrimination, without pushing them aside.
Unfortunately, freedom is coming slowly to Sudanese churches. Please ask the Lord to remove barriers and pray that He'll encourage and strengthen Sudanese Christian women. And there's mixed hope and fear over what a new government will bring to Sudan. Politics will play out in the global stage, but deep-rooted issues remain. World Mission's Greg Kelly says constant war and famine combined with other atrocities mean that healing is hard to find. Fear needs to be replaced with trust in Christ, he adds. Biblical training is rare, but Kelly says the global church can help.
In the West, our role is to come alongside of them. I think there's a tremendous opportunity in leadership training. Most of these areas don't have access to seminaries, to any kind of training and equipping. Most of the people leading the churches haven't had any kind of pastoral training.
So please pray that God would raise up trustworthy and mature Christian leaders in Sudan, and find more ways to help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.